St. Vitus's Dance. Given affliction, the body will find a way. The body will turn itself to music. 1518, and when the first of the dancers takes to the streets, starving arms akimbo, it is because the crops have failed. The thresholds are plagued with ashes. It is because in the black mass of the body's sacrament, the remedy is fiercer than the curse. And when the searchers found the neighbor girl deep in the forest last winter, the blizzard lifting the worried fur of their collars, she had stripped naked, wholly, as the freezing will do, the body gone mad in the last blaze of being here, the body blossoming into music. Once, the body says, once I knew a woman whose madness took the shape of infinite music filling her body until nothing was left to her, and she became water, fire, a palace where her ghosts could enter, departing and hollowing her at will. It was not grace, exactly. And when they left for good and left her with nothing, she became the same song that the world would have sung without her. She stood above the promise of some river and looked back into the city of her one life, its fallow fields and endless choirs of fire. And she heard in time the music, and she became in time the music. And she listened for how it asked itself to end. Think of it, the first step forward, the tired soul like its own plague in its blazing, lifting up its mild eyes for the dancing. Think of it, the rising up, the wonder. Think of it, the brokenness, the holding. And then the moment when you look up at the wild skies, your one life in blazing flames around you, the moment when you do it, then you do it. The one thing the flesh can do with ruin. The one thing the doomed can do in ruin. The ruined ones who rise again in fever, and are briefly, briefly like the saved ones, whose maddened dance of splendor is their rest.